Hello and welcome to another episode of My Opinion Means Nothing. This week on the show, I am joined by my good friend, Sam the Man.
Hi, that's me.
I said it like that because I don't know your last name, but I do. I listened to your voicemail today and it said McGillis or something like that.
McGill.
Yeah. There you go. Not that Sam is a stranger, when he saved his name in my phone, he just saved it as Sam the Man, and I was like, fair enough. Usually I ask for last names, but it was just...
I gotta be different, man.
You know.
I'm like that.
Anywho, how you doing, Sam? How's your day been and that?
I'm doing quite well. My day's been good, been very relaxed. I should have been at work, but I kind of decided to get sick because I was just exhausted. But, so yeah.
Hey, man.
Been doing fun stuff, been out and about all day. It's been nice.
Hey, man.
It's been really good.
Sometimes you need to skive off.
Yeah, man. And, yeah, I don't feel bad about it at all. Yeah, it's like a part-time job. I'm leaving soon, so...
Ayo.
I really don't care.
It's cool, man. For those who don't know, Sam studies at a university. And what he was studying is Russian and linguistics.
Yep. Not a very popular course. Yeah, I'm the only person this year doing it in Queen Mary.
Oh, so why exactly did you... choose to study Russian?
Well, because I did French and Spanish in college and I wanted to do something different, so it was basically came down to a choice between Russian and Arabic, and I fancied Russian more.
Fair enough, that makes sense. And little did you know, Russian is all people can talk about at the moment, because that's where the World Cup is.
It's brilliant. It's actually so much fun, like, watching the World Cup. It's just kind of a little added thing that I can just, like, read all the signs.
Yeah, true.
You see some quite funny stuff there. And it's also just really satisfying. Just, yay, I can read it. Feels good.
So... as you know, the first topic of the show is what's happening in the world.
Yeah.
So, the first topic is... I'll start with this one, actually. So, basically, there was a couple that made their 11-year-old have sex with them to stop him being gay.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, you can hear a little context.
Like, I...
or you can make your opinions now.
Like, maybe he won't be gay, but he's more likely to become a paedophile now.
You know?
So, I mean, good job. Like...
I mean, they've been caught.
I mean, if he only rapes little girls, then job done, I guess. But still, there's the little girls part, which is, you know, probably worse than other men.
You know, he could have just...
like, goddamn.
...been normal, and now they've kind of fucked him up a bit. So...
so, they obviously didn't think it through a whole lot.
Not really, no.
Like, good grief. So... like, this thing with both of them. With them.
It gets so much worse. Like,
how?
So,
how do you both think, yes, this is a good idea?
I don't get it either. Oh, so basically, a couple forced their 11-year-old son to join them having sex to try and stop him being gay. The parents, who have not been named to protect his identity, made him watch them in bed and take part in various acts. His father told police it was because he wanted to keep his son on the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
So
how does that make sense?
It doesn't. It really doesn't. He and the boy's stepmother was jailed today, and today was Tuesday, the 26th of June, for 6 years and 9 years. Six years for obviously 6 years and 9 years, respectively. So six, yeah. He got 6 years, his stepmother got 9 years, I assume. But here's the crazy part. Basically, the judge, Judge Mary Lamb, heard that the victim, obviously being the child, had initially told police what was happening to him in 1998. But his father lied to detectives and he was not believed.
Yo.
Years later, now adult.
Why would this is just a story populated
complaining
by
again
idiots
to the police, and this time the father and the boy's stepmother were both arrested.
Like how? Wait. So presumably the boy told them there was both of the parents that were involved.
Yeah.
Why would the detective believe anything the father said? Is it? Oh, God.
You know, it doesn't make any sense to me either. So it's like,
how do people just, how, I don't even know what to say to that, man.
Nor do I. It's more, I don't know, like, more. In the 90s, what was the fucking justice system or the police doing?
Exactly.
Like, this child was clearly complaining. Why would he be coming to the police and saying, yo, like, this is going on.
This is not a fucking prank, bro.
Yeah, and then his father came, oh, don't believe him, don't know. It was just a...
That's what you would say if he was raping his son. He knows. He knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Of course he would get the police to fuck off.
You know?
Like, it... Oh, my God.
The father and the stepmother sat in docks at Reading Crown Court as a prosecutor, Ruby Silver, described to the court how they had begun their sexual assault when the boy was 11. Oh, now this makes sense to me. Miss Sylvia read aloud a statement from the father's initial interview with police, citing how he had claimed the abuse was to keep him on the straight and narrow path.
Fucked up this kid's childhood, man. Jesus Christ.
So wait,
how do you possibly believe that?
So basically, what they're explaining is this 11-year-old came into the police station, and he told police, "I'm being sexually assaulted by my father." They brought the father in, and the father was like, "Well, let me explain the situation, guys. All I'm doing is just trying to keep him on the straight and narrow, you know." And they were like,
Fair enough.
He's clearly lying.
Oh my God.
And
how did they got away with it like for 20 years?
Yeah.
Fucking terrible, dude.
Yeah, and he's now in his 30s, and he's now coming back, complaining to the police again, and now they're believing him.
Like, how, as a detective, as a policeman, how do you not fucking read that? You know, like, how does that not come into your head? Like, maybe he's lying. Like, maybe he's just protecting his ass, you know? is unreal.
People are made the way they are. Like, it's not... Nothing that you're going to do to them is going to make them any more or feel any more or less the way they feel towards any whatever race or gender that they do. Like, you're only going to make matters worse and mess the child up.
Yeah. It makes no sense.
No, and I just don't know how it took 20 years.
So it was 20 fucking years.
Before the police. That's crazy. Like, whoa, hang on. What this 11-year-old boy said 20 years ago is... He might not have been lying about it.
Oh, gee, you think? Oh my god.
This is the fucking world that we live in.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant world, you know?
Yeah. It is what it is.
Oh, what is this? Nigel Farage threatens to return as UKIP leader if Brexit is derailed.
Oh my god.
Let's click on this.
This frog looking
So the former UKIP leader has revealed he is considering challenging for the party's leadership when current leader
Gerard Buttons.
Gerard Buttons terms in March 2019. He also praised former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson and ex-Brexit Secretary David Davis. What a name. He must have been bullied in school.
Oh my god. Why would your parents do that to you? Like, this is such a cruel joke, man. Like, to play on a kid. Like...
You could have called him anything. It didn't have to be double D. Anything. It didn't have to be double D.
David Davis.
Like, Sorry, guys. Oh. Sorry, man. It's not. I'm not having making funny. I'm making fun of your name.
You know what? I really want to see. I really wish the guy's father was also called David.
So he was like a junior. That'd be so
that
much
would
worse.
Just be perfect.
He really wanted to go by Junior, but his dad was like insistent, you have to go by David. He was
it's just cruel, man. It's just cruel to do that to a child.
So Theresa May and the Cabinet agreed on the new Brexit strategy following a marathon summit Chequers on Friday.
Oh.
I'm dyslexic, so I'm asking.
Chequers. Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway, however, Mr. Davis and Mr. Johnson both expressed their reservations about the plan and both have resigned in the last 24 hours.
What?
Wait, did I read that right?
Boris Johnson resigned?
What?
What?
Yeah, it says it right there. Boris Johnson quits as Foreign Secretary for own government.
Oh my god.
Wait, fuck you, Nigel Farage. Let's find out what's going on with Boris Johnson. Well, this happened.
What is happening?
This right happened now? Today, man.
Yeah.
Shit.
Oh my
what
god.
A good day.
Boris Johnson quit.
So
the bojo is gone.
Yeah. He decided to quit. Came less than 24 hours after another key minister, David Davis, stood down from his position as Brexit secretary.
Oh my god.
In a statement,
Brexit caused so much fucking trouble, right? Man.
In a statement,
people resigning left and right. It's a fucking train wreck, man.
Everyone's just like, oh, it's not gonna work. Let's fuck off now before it fucks us up. On.
That's like, exactly it.
Everyone's just doing a David Cameron right now.
Exactly, man. Rats out of a sinking ship.
So, in a statement, Downing Street said, this afternoon, the Prime Minister accepts the resignation of Boris Johnson as Foreign Secretary. Oh, yeah, let's watch this news clip. That'll be fun.
I'm in East London, where Boris Johnson was due today to be speaking at a West Balkan summit. We've been waiting here for hours. He hasn't shown. Of course, the longer he didn't turn up, the more the speculation was that he was on his way. This afternoon, the Prime Minister accepted the resignation of Boris Johnson as Foreign Secretary. His replacement will be announced shortly. The Prime Minister thanks Boris for his work. Well, a pretty short and curt statement there from Number 10. Clearly, there have been all sorts of goings on throughout the day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
His replacement will be announced shortly. Like, as in...
Stay tuned.
We don't know what's going to happen either. We didn't know this was coming.
Live in the studio.
Because if they know, no one would be waiting for Boris Johnson in East London for his speech at the summit. Boris woke up this morning like, do you know what, guy? Do you know what, wife? I'm gonna quit today. What, Boris? Yeah. I've been looking over the books of being Foreign Secretary with this whole Brexit thing going on, and I've realised it's really not going to work. Like, whatever Theresa May's trying to do, it's just... It just looks like Brexit, but we're not in the EU anymore. I don't get it. What was the point? And then he threw his books up in the air and he was like, do you want to do another round? Oh, Boris, you never do this. And while Boris was having his extra lay-in, everyone else in East London was just waiting for him to arrive. The best line in that news clip was, the longer we were waiting for him, the more news got out that he was on his way.
Oh my god. Dude, that guy was so salty about that. Because he's been waiting there for hours, right?
I know.
He's been waiting there for so long just to get a fucking clip and maybe ask Boris a question. Like, holy fuck, the guy must be pissed.
So both Mr. Johnson and Mr. Davis agreed to the plan despite expressing... Wait, hang on. The key cabinet, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they both expressed their reservation privately. Mr. Johnson had reportedly criticised the Prime Minister's plan for retaining strong economic ties with the EU even after Brexit. Exactly. It doesn't make any sense. Why leave the EU then?
That's so, exactly it.
Referring to
referring
to the plan no as a polished sense. Turd.
That's pretty much it. It's seriously just ridiculous what's going on right now.
Here's a 30-minute clip on Boris and Brexit. The clip titles, you can't suck and blow at the same time.
Well, the Prime Minister has made it absolutely clear that we are going to take back control of our customs arrangements, of our tariff schedules in Geneva. We'll be able to do free trade deals.
Is there any flexibility on leaving the customs union or being in or replicate, as Labour would say, replicating the current arrangements in a future customs treaty?
You know, you can't suck and blow at once, as they say. You know, we're gonna come out of the customs.
Oh my god!
To be able to.
Oh my god.
Wait, what? No way, pull that back. He just said it like so casually in the interview.
Arrangements in a future customs treaty.
Well, you know, you can't suck and blow at once, as they say. You know,
as who says? What? You can't just casually say that. You can't just say that.
Dude, Boris Johnson says whatever the fuck he wants to say.
Yeah, I know he does.
He's fucking fantastic. Brilliant. He's great entertainment. He's like the best part of British politics.
How many cabinet departs have there been? Okay. Of course, I want to know. Since 2017 elections.
Right.
Theresa May in office. Damian Green resigned. Philip Hammond in office. Amber Rudd resigned. Boris Johnson resigned. David Davis resigned. Michael Fallon resigned. Jeremy Hunt in office. David Livingston in office. Justin Greenington stood down. Liam Fox in office. Greg Clark in office. Parati Patel resigned. Michael Gove in office. Chris Garling in office. Sagi David in office. Some other guys in office. James Brookshire in office. Karen Bradley in office. David Gark in office. Patrick McGullin stood down. Baroness Evans in office. It seems like a lot of people have left since
Yeah, man. Holy shit.
I didn't realise it was that many, you know. I mean, people have just taken their place like no one's business, really.
I mean, it's crazy, really. Like, they're just fucking, they're getting out before the shit crashes,
yeah.
Just before it hits the fucking fan.
Yeah.
They're getting out, man. Yeah, that's exactly just like, well, what's happening.
Time to go. It's gonna be a shit show, really and truly. It just doesn't really make any sense. Like, why would we have this vote for us? Because we were so sick of being in the EU, because most of the people wanted to leave the EU. So we ended up having this vote. You guys won. We're leaving the EU.
Mm.
Now, you're just like, well, like, we had such a good deal with you guys. We had such a good deal, guys. Like, they allowed us to stay in the EU and keep our currency. Like, every other country had to change, but the UK could keep pound sterling. They were pushing it on us, but we kept firm. We kept pound sterling because we're the UK. And I understand.
Sterling, man, that's just the fact.
And I mean, sterling. I know there's other things at play, but as everything, the way things are laying out, it just seems like it's just going to be like, we're not in the EU. But everything's the same as being in the EU. We get all the best, all the benefits of being in the EU without being in the EU. And then it's just...
You decided to cut off the fucking good stuff.
Yeah, that was the whole point. Like, don't just, like, try and make a kind of deal that works for everyone. Either we're in or out.
That being said, farming and fishing and that, that's going to do nicely after Brexit.
Well, yeah.
Because, British beef will be the cheapest all of a sudden.
Why would it be the cheapest?
Because right now, French meat beats it in the market. Because it's, like, cheaper. We get a good deal from the EU.
Oh. But since... So,
yeah.
People would want to trade with us.
That's why there's this whole fucking movement for, British beef.
I mean,
people are obsessed with their meat coming from England, you know?
I mean, I don't mind as long as it tastes good to me.
But true, but, some people.
Some people, yeah.
Like, the fucking McDonald's adverts.
Now made with real meat.
100%. Yeah, dude, that shit, this shit freaks me out because, like, since of, like, 2011...
Chicken nuggets, isn't it?
Since, like, 2011, their entire ad campaigns have been, like, really, trust us, it's real meat.
I know, like...
Like, if that has to be, like, the cornerstone of your ad campaign...
I know,
You do not have a good public... You're only making it worse...
It's just, like...
Behind these adverts that are, like, seriously, it's real meat... For real, like, we're not kidding about it. It's actual meat. you know.
It's like, but
it's just like, why are you telling us that?
It's probably more like, because,
you
know, of
if it really was, you just let it speak for itself.
Yeah.
You know, you make a big deal of it. But this
is too curious, I guess. Yeah.
Is what is it? It's like, thou dost protest too much or some shit. From Shakespeare.
What, sorry?
Thou dost protest too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boom.
Apparently, it should be cooling down soon.
Should be what?
Cooling down soon.
Oh, I look forward to that, to be honest. I've had enough of the sun.
I mean, this weekend was the hottest day of the year.
Really?
As of the British heat wave. Entered 16 days of heat consecutively.
It's crazy. It's been such nice weather. But all good things must come to an end.
Hope so. We need some rain, man. Grass is dying.
All the grass is dead. Grass is fucking dead, man.
Yeah, that's all, my grass is dying. Like, we need some rain.
Parks people have changed need to cool colour. Down.
Yeah, I mean, oh, this is crazy. The UK. Oh, what else did I have in my actual notes? Uber won the appeal over TfL to continue licensing in the UK.
I'm happy for that. Or I use Uber.
Or not the UK, London, because every year.
Because, like, different. Drivers were raping people and shit.
Well, yeah, that was part of it.
No, hiring convicts and shit.
Yeah, yeah. They weren't doing background checks, but I guess Uber has won the appeal to overturn the ban in London after TfL revoked their license last year. Westminster Magistrate Court found that the company is now fit and proper. This is what I thought they would do. They appealed and they were just
it
like,
very easy yeah, to
now
to
we've got time
out,
to
you know,
get into code.
Start doing background checks and shit. Easy as.
So
they, maybe even have like an emergency button on the app.
So they even, oh, that's a cool thing, man. Yeah, Uber, if you're listening, take it and pay me and Sam. Anyway.
Wait. Why are you getting my money?
Because you're on my podcast. They wouldn't have heard your idea had you heard it.
Find us for, find us for 10%.
Yeah.
All right, calm. I'm good with that.
Anyway, if I see an emergency button on an Uber app, I am going to sue your ass, Uber. Understand that. Anyway. Enough of the
Yeah,
boss.
Bro. That'll work just fine.
So basically, they got fit and proper to hold the license and guaranteed the firm appeal after they agreed to an audit. Uber requested an 18-month license and was granted a probation of 15-month license as opposed to a 5-year license as it previously sought. It has also agreed to pay TfL's cost of £425,500. Point five, I guess. So, yeah, that's a lot of money anyway. That's what? So why are they?
Oh my
God. Why are they paying TfL?
TfL always needs money, man.
They were like, "Yo, you can carry on running, yeah. Alright, cool. The court done that for you, but still, we want some of that money that you're making. We want $500,000, and then, you know, it's all good." Until next time when you need to renew your license, and then we'll sort out another deal.
Holding it hostage.
Pretty much. So, yeah, it's great, man. It's great for everyone.
Mm.
Uber continues.
The price is going to go up, though, if they have to do the fees and shit.
But there's the new app, Viavan.
What's that?
Oh, haven't you heard of Via Van?
No, I have not.
So Via Van is basically this app where you can...
Shameless plug, by the way.
You can flip in... it only works at this moment in time within zone 1 and 2, unfortunately. But you can basically get from around zone 1 and 2 for pretty cheap, much cheaper than Uber.
Right.
But the best thing about it is if, say, for example, you were to use my promo code, which I will tell you in a second when the app loads. This is the best plug ever, right? Oh, no, that's where you put in promo codes. Where's my one? Free rides.
This is all part of the script.
So if you put in Corey, K-O-R-Y, 5M3, when you download the Via Van app, click on promo codes and type in that Corey 5M3 code, yeah? You'll get £15 credit, free credit to use. Like, I don't get anything, but you get £15 for free to use in zone 1 and 2. Like, what's better than that? And like most journeys that you can use on Via Van, they literally cost about £3.
How long would that journey be? £3?
I mean, I'm out of the zone in my area because I'm zone like there. But it only works in like...
Yeah, I think... Am I in zone 3 or 2?
Your zone 2. Work in your area, so it's probably about from
sweet. All right, that's pretty good.
The area probably stretched from Brixton to maybe about Holloway,
there.
Stoke Newington. You can get to, you can also go to like all London Bridge and everything like that. So it's pretty decent. But I found out recently while doing some random research, I was just kind of looking on the app, on the website, about the fucking company, and I found out that it's owned by, who, I don't know who Via is, but the van part is Mercedes-Benz.
Alright.
So Mercedes owns it. It's pretty cool. But, yeah. I guess the last thing that I'll tell you that's going on in the world, right, is a man without a penis is born... a man without a penis is given a bionic one that will give him a 10-day erection. So...
Well, I mean, wait, what do you need it that long for?
I mean,
like, surely, like... If you're not done... With like, you know, after, you know, a couple of hours, maybe take a break. You know, at least, you know, like drink some juice or something, like, I mean, get a breather.
He's never had an erection for like 44 years.
You think he's just gonna go ham?
Yeah, maybe. Wouldn't you?
That's true, actually. Yeah, fucking all the brothels with your new, like, pneumatic dick.
I'm going for 10 days straight.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that would be pretty sweet. I mean, I assume it's like, you know, on and off type thing.
Pretty much.
Alright, that's not bad. Never have to worry about getting up again. Though I guess he wouldn't anyway. Thanks.
Is that right? So basically, a British man who was born without a penis is getting ready to lose his virginity after being equipped with a bionic penis. Andrew Wilder, successfully underwent the final stage of a £50,000 penile implant operation at London University Hospital on Friday. So this article was from the 26th of June, so Friday before that, and has been given the go-ahead to finally have sex for the first time in his life.
Oh, you must be so excited.
I would be, man.
So, oh, that's brilliant.
The 44-year-old will have an erection for the next 10 days as a test run before his before his implant is deflated.
Oh my God.
Doctors have told Andrew he must then wait 6 weeks before he's allowed to have sex with his long-term girlfriend, Fedra Fabian.
That's some patience.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. That she's,
oh man,
she's one of the poor most girl. Patient women in the world.
Well, she's finally gonna get some, and it's gonna be that fucking machine dick. So I think she's gonna be happy with, you know, the payoff.
Yeah. So basically, the bionic penis involves a pump being fitted to create the erection.
Yeah.
But it will allow Andrew to feel the sensation like any normal man as well. So
that's good.
It's pretty much win-win. So he told the Mail Online that I'm very excited that I can move on now, but I think having sex for the first time is more of a big deal for everyone else than it is for me. I spent 44 years without a penis, and I've coped. Sorry, not having sex for all this time. It will take me a while to get into the swing of things. No, it will not. You. So this is the thing, man. You're basing your knowledge on 44 years without sex. Of course, you had to cope because you didn't have a penis. You know, like it's not like you were like. You didn't have sex because you just didn't find the right person. You never had a penis to begin with. And like, so you just had to cope with that. You were just like, the technology wasn't out there yet for you to, like we are now in 2018, for you to have a bionic penis. And
it's really a tragedy to wait that long.
You know? You think it's just a big deal for everyone else? Yeah. It's a big deal, bro. When you get laid for the first time, you will just be like, whoa, 44 years without this. Whoa. Oh my
God,
it will change. You'll change your world. That's when you're really, that's how you'll know how much your woman really loves you, man.
Yeah.
She's been waiting a while.
That's true.
But he actually looks alright. That's him. And that's his girlfriend.
No.
It's not like he's unattractive or anything.
No. I mean, he just doesn't have a dick. But now that's sorted.
Ayo. Out on the town.
Hop to it.
I mean.
Out? No.
I mean, he's in a relationship now. So,
that's good. I wonder how long they were together before.
Let's see if I can find it. Wait, hang on. There's some interesting stuff about his condition.
Right.
Andrew from Manchester was born with a bladder extrophy, a rare birth defect. That means the organs formed on the outside of his body. Although his testicles, the one in 20 million conditions, meant that Andrew was born without a penis, so he had testicles but no penis at his peak. He underwent surgery as a child to create an artificial opening, and then a further 15 surgeries since then built a tube from his bladder so he could pass water normally. Oh shit, yeah, I didn't even think about that. As a result of suffering from kidney problems. So, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, fuck me.
Fuck.
So much to think about. Yeah. Shit, man.
So.
How did he do it before?
I mean.
Did he just sit down? Did he have a piss bag or?
It doesn't say. It just says his rare birth defect led Andrew to attempt suicide in 2012. He was given a hope after being referred to Dan Wood, a consultant urologist at UCLH in London. So, University of City London or Central London? Hospital?
Not sure.
University London Hospital. You guys are doing good work, man.
Came around his dick back.
Yeah, man.
That's good.
Take back the power.
We'll just get it in the first place.
I think he had a urostomy bag, it says here. His urine has been diverted into a specific part. Bag thing.
I hate those things, man. They're fucking creepy.
Yeah.
Ugh. People are reaching inside themselves. Literally.
Yeah. So, no. But you unfortunately...
Do it in the bathroom or some shit, man. That's where I piss. You know, I'm not, like, whacking my dick out and then walking to the bathroom, you know? Wait until I'm there.
Unfortunately, it doesn't say how long they were together.
That's a shame.
So, next segment in the show is Office Icebreakers or just random facts. So, the first random fact is... The 29th of May is officially Put a Pillow on a Fridge Day, celebrated in the UK and the US, and is to bring in luck to your household.
What was the day called again?
Put a Pillow on a Fridge Day?
Put a Pillow on a Fridge Day?
Yeah.
It sounds fucking stupid.
I mean, there is context to it, as always. It's...
Oh my god. Why though? Like, do people actually do this?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So the bizarre holiday spun back to the early 1900s, where families would place a piece of cloth or linen within the launders. The piece of cloth that would typically have been torn from something kept in the bedroom, such as a blanket or a nightgown, would be put in the larder. The families thought that good fortune and prosperity would come from this, as they believed placing a piece of cloth from their bedroom into a place where food was kept brought about possibilities of plentiful food and rich fertility to their household. So the modern act of putting a pillow on a fridge itself is a throwback to the bedroom orientated thing, taking something from the bedroom and putting it in the larder.
Mm.
So, yeah. That's random fact number one. Number two is, in the 16th century, Arab women could initiate a divorce if their husband didn't pour coffee for them.
Really?
Yeah.
Honestly, that's fair enough. Like, why would you just be selfish with that shit? If you're making coffee, you make a coffee. You know that, what, you're going to get the next person to stand up and do it for themselves then? You know, just make two coffees.
You know?
It's easy as. Easy fucking as, man.
So around that time, coffee was deemed so important that it was regarded an absolute necessity in the country. If a husband failed to provide his wife with enough coffee, she had perfectly legal grounds in which to seek a divorce, which is very fair. And last and final random fact is, the 20th of March is Snowman Burning Day.
Snowman Burning Day.
Yeah. So, obviously, the obvious question is, how do you burn a snowman? And it's not actually a snowman. Back when it was first started on the 20th of March 1971, they were like, it's more like scarecrows. So they use scarecrows that resemble snowmen. And they used to burn them to warn off people. Pretty much. And they used to, and now, and then they have a festival about it.
Huh. Interesting.
But it's mainly celebrated in American and Swiss citizens. Swiss. American and Swiss citizens.
I wonder what the link is there.
Well, hang on. The festival, the Rose Sunday Festival in Germany. So, yeah, okay. It started in Germany.
That doesn't surprise me.
And, yeah, I mean, only other things I have now are just how Fortnite has made over 300 million in May. But Pokemon Go is on the search.
It's on the search?
Yeah, people are still playing Pokemon Go.
I mean, yeah, but, like, nowhere near as many as they used to be.
Well, I don't think so, no. I didn't really think so, but I agree, I guess.
No, dude.
What do you mean it's blocked? Then we won't look at you then, man. Sorry. Just a tail. There's also how... Have you got an Android, right?
Yeah.
So, apparently, people are moving from Android, moving back to iPhones.
Really?
And an alarming rate, an impressive rate. People are just going back. It seems that they prefer, when they do come back, they prefer the likes of an iPhone SE they'll come to from a Google device. But pretty fair to say, come back to the superior device, you know? I mean, did you hear what happened with Android? Like recently, you should be careful of your Androids, guys, because there's a recent fault with Android devices.
Shit, what's happening?
My mate was telling me that there's a thing where messages, I don't know if it's fixed now, but basically, the message app is down because any message you send to one person, sometimes it might, as in the glitch, send to multiple people in your phone book.
Shit.
So like lots of people.
That's very bad. Oh my god.
So apparently lots of people's marriages have ended. This one woman, this one woman, because she was obviously sending dirty pictures to another guy, and she had just sent it in her messages, and then obviously in the conversation she was having with her husband, it just dropped these dirty pictures, and then she was just like, he was like, huh? What's this?
That's some fucking divine intervention right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but
that's like real karma type shit.
I know, right? But it happens with, apparently it was happening with messages and pictures, and it doesn't matter if you were sending it to a number for the first time or you were typing in a conversation, what you sent in that conversation could send to multiple people in your phone book, and it'll just pull up randomly in their conversation.
Fucking hell, man. That's such bad security.
Yeah, and Samsung was saying,
like, how do you do that by accident?
Basically, it was a Samsung problem. But Samsung were trying to blame Google. But Google said that, hang on, wait, all we do is supply the app for Samsung. We don't make it. We don't run it. Samsung built the app. We just supply it for Samsung.
yeah,
from the Google store. So that's Google, that's Samsung's issue that they need to sort out. So I'm not sure if they sorted it out, but be on the watch, guys, just in case. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it, man.
All right.
Unless you've got anything else you want to say.
No, I don't. I'm quite tired at the moment, so I can't really.
Ah, man, it's cool.
You know, words are difficult.
That's understandable. That's why I'm calling it.
Yeah, I know.
I've got a lot of energy, but I don't know.
Fair enough, man. I'm bobbing off, you know.
That's fair. Anywho, we'll call this the end of the show. But it's been a pretty decent show. We've had some great news, you know. Like, I didn't realise that news was going to be out there. Like, fucking Boris Johnson. He just skipped. Done the David Cameron and he left the building. Let's see who replaces him and does a good enough job.
I don't know, it'll be hard to replace Bojo.
Yeah, so quick. Oh, this is hilarious. Anywho, I hope you enjoyed listening to this week's episode. If you haven't, then more for you for sat there for, I don't know, what's this, 51 minutes and 30 seconds, and it's still rolling and you're still here listening. Are you an idiot?
Turn it off, man.
Anywho.
Why are you listening for still?
Like, go to bed or something. Yeah. If it's daytime and you're listening to this podcast and you're not enjoying it, like, just go to sleep if you got to this point. Like, why are you still here? Anyway. Goodbye. Those are my last words. Sam?